You're listening to the Gospel Project for Adults Weekly Leader Training, helping you guide your group through its study of the storyline of Scripture. Hey there, thanks for joining us for the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Adults. I'm Aaron Armstrong, Brand Manager for the Gospel Project, and with me as always is Daniel Davis, the Content Editor for the Gospel Project for Adults. So Daniel, today we are actually jumping out of order a little bit here.
A little bit,
because it is the week of Easter, which means that we are focusing on a special session for Easter called Alive with Christ. And so, I mean, I've kind of already given a little bit of what this session's all about just by saying that, but how about you break it down a little bit more for us?
So this session, of course, is going to be about the resurrection of Jesus. We have, just in this last week, we would have remembered Good Friday, the sacrifice that Christ made, laying down his life on the cross and dying, and he died, was dead in the ground, buried according to the scriptures, as the scriptures say. And then 3 days later, rose from the dead. Glory of all glories, rose from the dead, resurrected, so that we might have new life in Christ and look forward to the day of our own resurrection and perfection when he comes again.
Nice. So, and that's a really great summary of basically 1 Corinthians 15, which is the focal text of this week too. This is one of those things that if you're unfamiliar, if you're just new to the Gospel Project, this is something that we do around a couple of key holidays during the year, a couple of key moments. We do jump out of our regular chronological study, and we zero in on these two specific aspects of the gospel itself, which are Christ's birth and Christ's death and resurrection, because both of those are necessary for the gospel itself.
Right.
The gospel itself obviously being encapsulated in the death and resurrection of Jesus. And so that leads us to this, really what is our most important takeaway from this particular session as we look at 1 Corinthians 15.
Yes. So if in looking at the resurrection, this whole chapter is clear that if Christ was not raised from the dead, and by that Paul is talking about physically, completely, that if Jesus was not raised from the dead, then all of this is pointless. There's no reason to be talking to microphones, helping teachers understand what 1 Corinthians 15 might be saying if Jesus did not die and rise again. It is completely pointless, and that is just profound for the way we think, live, believe, that he died and he rose again. There's just got to keep saying it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, that's the thing, right? I mean, if Christ was not raised from the dead, we're doomed.
Right.
But because Christ was raised from the, but he was raised from the dead.
Yes.
I mean, that's what scripture says. It's what the passage says. And not only that, but multiple people, as many as 500 at one time, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
They all witnessed it too. So that's a huge deal. But we don't want to stop just at that reality, the apologetics answer of, well, if he, you know, he had, it couldn't have been a, you know, mass hallucination, because there's actually no such thing as a mass hallucination. It's physiologically impossible for everybody to hallucinate the same thing at the same time.
Yes.
It doesn't happen. So science. Science is our friend here, guys. Science is our friend. But we don't want to just stop at that apologetics type of answer when we look at this passage. We want to dig into the results of the resurrection.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's something that is really important to camp out on in point three, exploring the contrast between the first Adam and Jesus as the second Adam. And you want your group members to see how Jesus undoes the curse.
Right. So you know? The tale of Scripture is that we as human beings are either in Adam or in Christ. We are either dead in our sin in Adam, following in his likeness, or we are in Christ by faith and following in his likeness.
Yeah.
It's one or the other. There's no middle ground.
Right. So you can't be, you're not, no one is actually neutral about Jesus, in other words.
Right.
Right. Right. So, so thinking about that, thinking about everything we've mentioned thus far, what is, what's a challenge or issue that may come up? And really with this session, it's also our encouragement, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Familiarity with this time of year, much like we were talking about Christmas a few weeks ago, familiarity can be a foe.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a familiar passage to be looking at the resurrection of Christ and the implications and the meanings of it, because, again, that's something that we talk about specifically one time a year. But
yeah,
even more than the incarnation aspect, we are talking about the death and resurrection of Christ every week.
Yeah.
You know, this is the bread and butter of a good Bible study.
Yeah.
That we keep going to the gospel over and over and over again. So we're going to be talking about the resurrection a lot, and yet here we have to look at it very specifically, recognizing that this is a special time of year, Easter, and we want people to understand even more concretely what the resurrection is and means. And so we have to be careful about familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be afraid of this, because the people understand, at least in some sense, what this season is about.
Yeah.
So it can help people to grasp the meaning of the resurrection, because they have an idea about it, so we can build on that platform. It also helps at this time of year to be able to evangelize, because there are people who recognize what this season's about.
Yeah.
So we can help to explain that Christ died for our sins and rose from the dead so that we can live a new, holy, pure life before God.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. All right. Daniel, this was a nice, short, quick one for us today. I mean, this passage is so on point. And really, the session itself is very clear, very straightforward, very helpful. And we trust that it's going to have, that you're going to have a lot of fruitful discussion as you work through it together with your group. So with that in mind, thank you for listening to this week's Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Adults. For more resources to help you guide your group through this session, go to gospelproject.com/additional-resources.